Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Margo. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off four new Vande Bharat Express trains at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a two-nation tour to Angola and Botswana today. Top leaders from NDA and Mahagathbandhan intensify voter outreach in Bihar with just 2 days left for campaigning for second phase of assembly polls. Airports Authority of India resolves technical issue at Delhi Airport after glitch delays several flights. And in men's cricket, India to take on hosts Australia in fifth and final T20 international at the Gabba in Brisbane this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off four new Vande Bharat Express trains at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. The new Vande Bharat Express trains will operate on the Banaras Khajuraho, Lucknow Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru routes. These trains will reduce travel time and enhance regional mobility, promote tourism and support economic activity across the country. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present at the event. The Prime Minister reached his parliamentary constituency of Varanasi last evening. Upon Mr. Modi's arrival, the people of the city and party workers gave him a grand welcome. More from our correspondent.
The Banaras Khajuraho Vande Bharat train will connect iconic religious places like Varanasi, Prayagraj, Chitrakoot and Khajuraho. This will also save 2 hours and 40 minutes of the passenger's time. The Lucknow-Saharanpur Vande Bharat train will make travel between central and western Uttar Pradesh smooth and quick. Firozpur-Delhi will be the fastest train on this route, while Ernakulam-Bangalore Vande Bharat train will connect major IT and commercial hubs. Prem Chandra Gupta, Akashvani News, Varanasi.
In Bihar, top leaders from the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan have intensified voter outreach as campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections ends tomorrow evening. Senior leaders and star campaigners from the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan and other political parties are holding back-to-back election rallies and public meetings across the state to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 constituencies across 20 districts. More from our correspondent.
BJP's star campaigner and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address election rallies in Sitamarhi and Betia today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will address 3 separate public meetings in Rohtas and Kaimur districts. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address a public meeting in Katihar. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will take part in several election rallies in East Champaran and Gaya Ji. In support of NDA candidates, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will attend different public meetings in Banka, Motihari and Gaya Ji. From the Mahagathbandhan, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will address 2 election rallies in Katihar in support of alliance candidates. The chief ministerial candidate of the Mahagathbandhan, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, will address 18 public meetings today in Jamui, Nawada, Gaya Ji and Jahanabad. Senior leaders of other political parties like Jan Suraj Party, Rashtriya Lok Jan Shakti Party and Bahujan Samaj Party will also participate in several road shows and election rallies across the state today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a state visit to Angola and Botswana beginning today. This is the first ever visit by an Indian head of state to these two African nations. President Murmu's state visit to Angola and Botswana underscores the importance India places on deepening its engagement with Africa and strengthening partnerships with the nations of the Global South. During her visit, scheduled from the 8th to the 13th of this month, President Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her counterparts, address the parliaments, and interact with the Indian community in the two African countries. On the second leg of her visit, President Murmu will proceed to Botswana on the 11th of November. Project Cheetah will also be a key topic of discussion with Botswana. During the visit, the President will also hold bilateral talks with Botswana President Duma Gideon Bokoon. Our correspondent covering the President's visit shares more details.
India's engagement with Africa in the recent years has seen rapid expansion. Partnership also aligns with Africa's own vision for development. When Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Ugandan parliament in 2018, he underscored the collaborative approach of Indian diplomacy in this region.
Our development partnership will be guided by your priority. It will be on terms that will be comfortable for you, that will liberate your potential and not constrain your future.
With 17 new missions opened in the recent years and trade nearing $100 billion, the partnership continues to gain momentum. 3 million strong Indian diaspora provide cultural and economic linkages with the region, including African Union in G20, reflected India's priorities towards engagement with the continent. President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Angola and Botswana is only a continuation of that enduring engagement. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News.
The GST Bajat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms in the real estate sector are helping the citizens.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided significant relief to the housing and construction sector by offering tax reduction on housing materials and services. With the new reform, tax rates on cement have been slashed to 18% from the previously taxed 28%. The decision has cut building costs and eased the financial burden on home buyers and developers. Also, GST rates on marble and granite blocks now attract just 5% GST instead of 12%, reducing flooring and finishing costs. Similarly, taxes on sand-lime bricks have also been brought down from 12% to 5%, lowering the cost for housing construction. Along with this, GST on job work for bricks has also been moved from a 12% tax slab to 5%, easing rural housing costs and supporting MSMEs running brick kilns. This rationalization under the revised structure are not just strengthening MSMEs in the construction sector and creating jobs, but also making homes and infrastructure more affordable. With Rohan and Drishti, Priya for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that Airports Authority of India at Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi has addressed the technical issue in the Automatic Message Switching System, AMSS, which caused delays in processing flight plan messages. The AMSS systems are up and functional now. Several domestic and international flights at the airport were delayed due to the technical issue. In a statement, the ministry said, due to some backlogs, there may be some delays in the normal functioning of automated operations, but assured that the situation regarding flight delays will be normal soon. The country is celebrating the 150th anniversary of its national song, Vande Mataram, a song that has inspired generations of Indians to unite, rise, and celebrate the spirit of the nation. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the man behind the immortal words of Vande Mataram.
The national song Vande Mataram was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, one of India's foremost literary figures and a pioneer of modern Indian literature. Born in 1838 in the Bengal region, Bankim Chandra combined the vision of a reformer with the power of his pen and imagination. Marking the beginning of a new era in Indian fiction, he wrote his first Bengali novel, Durgesh Nandini, in 1865. It was in his celebrated novel, Anand Mat, that the patriotic hymn, Vande Mataram, first appeared. The poem was first published in his literary journal, Banga Darshan, in a serialized form, and later included in the complete edition of Anand Mat, in 1882. The song celebrates the motherland as the embodiment of strength, prosperity, and divinity, and gives poetic voice to India's awakening spirit of unity and self-respect. With Vande Mataram, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee's legacy continues to echo through the corridors of India's freedom story. With Shivang and Soumya, this is Saira Mujtaba for Akashvani News. Vande Mataram.
The sacred relics of Lord Buddha, enshrined at the National Museum in New Delhi, will travel to Bhutan today for an 11-day public exposition. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will lead the delegation. Ministry of Culture said that the exposition is part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. The festival is a major event praying for world peace and the healing of humanity and coincides with the 70th birth anniversary of 4th King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. The relics will be enshrined for public veneration at the Quenri Hall of Tashicho Jong. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Sherin Tobgay, said the King of Bhutan conceived the concept of the festival as an event for highlighting peace on earth. A senior team of negotiators from the European Union visited New Delhi for negotiations with Indian counterparts on the proposed India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. The week-long negotiations, which commenced on the 3rd of this month, concluded yesterday. Commerce and Industry Minister said during the period, discussions were held towards a comprehensive, balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, has reaffirmed India's climate commitment, saying that the country is ready to work with all nations to achieve an ambitious, inclusive, fair and equitable transition to sustainability. Speaking at the United Nations Climate Conference COP30 at Belém in Brazil, Mr. Bhatia highlighted that India has consistently striven to drive its development along a low-carbon pathway over the past decade. He underlined that India has steadily met its climate targets ahead of schedule. He noted that between 2005 and 2020, the country reduced the emission intensity of GDP by 36%, and this trend continues. Hundreds of flights across the United States have been cancelled as the ongoing government shutdown places increasing strain on the nation's air travel system. According to an aviation analytics firm, Cirium, till yesterday, approximately 780 flights, which is about 3% of the 25,000 daily scheduled flights, were cancelled. Cancellations are expected to rise sharply in the coming days as more air traffic controllers working without pay consider seeking other jobs. Moving on to sports, in men's cricket, India will take on host Australia in the final game of the five-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The men in blue defeated Australia by 48 runs in the fourth match at Karara Oval in Queensland on Thursday to take a 2-1 lead in the series. The Indian Meteorological Department says the temperature over the plains of northwest and adjoining central India is expected to remain 2 to 5 degrees Celsius below normal over the next week. The weather agency has also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu and Kerala during the next 2 to 3 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. The technical issue at the IGI airport in New Delhi figures prominently on the front pages of newspapers. Travel chaos hits IGI as vital network collapses, writes Hindustan Times. ATC glitch throws Delhi airport into chaos. 600 flights delayed, says the Tribune. PM targets Congress over Vande Mataram. Key stanzas dropped. Still face divisive mindset, writes the Indian Express. Removes trays from hospitals, schools, bus and train stations, directs Supreme Court, reports the Times of India. Trump eyes India trip, calls Modi great man, is a front page headline in the Statesman that quotes Donald Trump from a White House press conference. And finally, have you ever imagined what it would be like to get married at Ghalib's Haveli or Dara Shikoh Library at Kashmiri Gate or even at the Red Fort in Delhi? Well, in a move that could redefine Delhi's cultural landscape, the city's iconic monuments may soon double up as venues for destination weddings, concerts and global events, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off 4 new Vande Bharat Express trains at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a two-nation tour to Angola and Botswana today. Top leaders from NDA and Mahagathbandhan intensify voter outreach in Bihar with just 2 days left for campaigning for second phase of assembly polls. Airports Authority of India resolves technical issue at Delhi Airport after glitch delays several flights. and in men's cricket, India to take on host Australia in fifth and final T20 International at the Gabba in Brisbane this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.